this would prevent anybody from being able to slide the magazine in.
Agent Mark Manzanares explains how to put a cable lock on a handgun. He works at the Lakewood Police Department's Crime Prevention Unit. It's one of 15,000 law enforcement agencies in the country that have given out free gun locks and educational brochures on gun safety.
It's needed. It's a needed thing. If it saves one kid, if it keeps somebody from committing suicide.
In fact, according to the State Health Department, Coloradans are 4 times more likely to die of a gun suicide than a gun homicide. Public health experts look for strategies that will reduce the most deaths in the country. So when it comes to guns, they are more concerned with suicide, accidents, and violence in the home than murder by strangers. Dr. Carol Runyon is a public health professor at the University of Colorado.
I think the population doesn't necessarily know that when we're talking about firearm deaths, that the vast majority of them are suicides. For people in the community who want to protect their families, I mean, they really need to think about the suicide issue as well as the homicide issue.
Dr. Marion Betts is an emergency doctor at the University of Colorado Hospital, so she sees the tragedy of gun deaths and suicide attempts firsthand. Skeptics say reducing access to guns for people at risk of suicide won't stop them from taking their own life. Betts disagrees. She says most people who attempt suicide do not try again.
I think we really need to stop looking at suicide as this inevitable thing, like that those people are beyond help, because we wouldn't treat people with heart disease that way. We wouldn't treat people with cancer that way and say, well, they're just going to die.
Public health researchers would like to see guns made safer in the same way cars became safer when airbags and seatbelts were added.
It's not about taking away things that people like to have. It's about making those products safer.
Researchers say implementing new gun technologies can help in the effort to prevent suicides.
One is to personalize the guns by making them so that only the owner of the gun can fire them. We have that technology on some of our computers where you can't turn on the computer without that person's fingerprint.
James Bond, however, seems to be the only one with a so-called smart gun, which shoots only when an authorized person tries to use it. In the movie Skyfall, Bond survives even when an enemy grabs his gun, because it scans for his unique grip before firing.
Also PPKS 9mm short. It's been coded to your palm print, so only you can fire it.
The National Shooting Sports Foundation is the gun manufacturer's trade association. They say there are no smart guns currently on the U.S. market. While they support the research and development of the technology, they oppose any laws that mandate it being on every gun. And they say the technology shouldn't be considered a fail-proof reason to ever leave a loaded gun accessible to anyone. Here's Lawrence Keene, Senior Vice President for the association.
We think it's unhelpful to call the product a, you know, quote-unquote smart gun. The firearm itself is neither smart or dumb. It's an inanimate object. The owner of the firearm is either smart, safe, and responsible, or not.
Colorado Public News contacted 10 gun shops in the state. All refused to comment on this story. Emergency Dr. Marion Betts is hopeful that advances in gun safety will help.
So when I treat patients after car crashes and they've survived because of seatbelts and airbags, it makes me very proud to work in the injury prevention field because we've really done a lot of good work. But then on the flip side, when I treat people who have been victims of gun violence, whether it was a stray, somebody caught in the crossfire, stray bullets, or domestic violence or other kinds of issues, it makes me really sad because I think that there is so much more we could be doing.
For Colorado Public News, this is Reba Kamal.